You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
I do have a question real quick before we get into our little topic here about socks. How many pairs of socks do you wear every day? Are you one in the morning and then done?
I'm two pairs a day.
Okay. So I'm not too far off. I
Why
am,
do you ask?
I'm three a day. I just received a picture, a texticle, as I usually call them, from Knickknack. Mm-hmm. And it's a picture of all my socks sitting on the bed. So right now she's going through and sorting socks and putting socks away. She says in her text, "I just did laundry 4 days ago. Please explain to me why you have 14 pairs of socks in 4 days.
Holy crap.
Why and do you have that? I couldn't come right out and say why, but then I started doing the math on all this, and over 4 days, that's 12 pairs at least. So I am throw a nice heavy pair of socks on with my boots to come into work every day. So I got my work socks. So then I get home and change into my exercise socks with tennis shoes because I work out. Mm-hmm. Okay, and then I will shower later in the day or whatever, at night, and then throw another pair of socks on just to walk around the house in. There's three. So there's 12 of the 14. Now, over the past 4 days, I did do some shoveling in some various areas, and I got a pair of socks wet. So there's number 13.
Mm-hmm.
I cannot account for number 14. I don't know where 14 came in.
It's the mystery pair.
It's the mystery pair. I'm not sure where 14 came in.
Are they the ones you put on when you get freaky deaky? Because you told me about that. You just told me you had that special pair.
Those knee-high ones that I wear. Yeah,
yeah, those knee-high white socks, tube socks that you put on.
That could be the one. That could be 14. But I don't know. I don't feel like that's excessive. I mean, maybe 14 pairs in 4 days. Maybe. Maybe.
So I will have a pair on in the morning, and then maybe there are times, I guess, that I go, because I will put on a different pair just to exercise.
Yes, because you need like the little thin or the running ones that you wear with your tennis shoes, and then you shower, and those are coming off because they're sweaty.
But if I'm just going for a walk outside, I'll many times just leave on the same socks that I had on at work because I don't care, and I'll just put my walking shoes over those and go.
Sure.
So, but all right. 14 pairs in 4 days.
I'm glad we puzzled that out. Yeah, 14 and 4.
Wow, you go through a lot of socks.
I got comfy feet, man. Huh. You don't have specific work socks? I have specific work socks.
No, why would I have specific work socks?
I just do. I have socks. I like.
So if you go to King Supers, you have to have different socks on that you wear to the radio station. Yeah, I'm not that I'm not that detailed.
I have very sensitive toes, Dom. Sensitive. You have the story about how we're becoming slobs?
Well, I don't know. I'm kind of focused on you needing to wear a particular pair of socks to work.
Well, it's the time of year.
You're not doing any day of work. You're actually sitting down right now.
Sure.
It's not like you're digging a ditch or something.
No.
You're sitting still.
It's the time of year, though, is the thing. When we get to the warmer months, it will be knocked back because I'll maybe wear tennis shoes with tennis shoe socks into work. So then I can go right. I can morph right into my workout.
Why do you have to have a different pair of socks?
I like
for
wearing my
shoes
boots
versus boots.
Like right, it's the time of year. I've got boots and hiking boots, cowboy boots.
Foot. Why do you need a different pair of socks?
It's a thicker sock. It's a thicker, dense sock that you wear with that type of footwear in the winter, and they're warmer, like more of a wool sock.
But
I come in at 3 in the morning.
Your truck is warm, and the radio station
still,
is warm.
It's cold out.
What are you outside for, like 28 seconds?
My little piggies get cold, buddy.
You're a weirdo.
Comfort.
All right, here's the story. They went out and they surveyed people about their personal grooming habits since the quarantine began last year. And here, Jeremy, is what they found. The number one hit in all of this is makeup. 63% of people who wore makeup before the quarantine began are doing it either less or much less or not at all now.
Sure.
So funny, this came up in our house yesterday because Gretchen was talking about mascara. And she was talking about the whole some brands of mascara you can get for like $10. And there's some that are $40 to like $60.
Whoa.
Or something like that. And she was talking about how in the last year, she has rarely worn mascara.
It's probably been great for everyone's faces to just kind of give it a break and let your skin breathe, you know?
She was talking about how much money she has saved on mascara since all of this began.
And making that weird mascara face in the mirror.
With the mouth.
When you're putting it on. You got it just right.
Nobody can put on mascara without doing that funny thing with their mouth.
That is, that's it right there. That's one thing Nicole will not go without. Like, she'll forgo every other type of makeup, but she has to put the mascara on. But she's
because she feels like her eyes will just disappear.
Yeah, she's very fair skinned and very light, you know, light eyebrows, light eyelashes, blonde hair, you know. So she's like, I got to have a little black on my eyes, basically, so you can. Cause she does a lot of Zoom meetings and stuff like that.
Text her. I'm curious because I didn't know how much mascara cost, and B, I didn't know how long it lasted.
So why don't you
text her and ask her, A, how long one thing of mascara will last, and B, what she pays for her brand. Because Zoe chimed in and said that a lot of the price of the mascara, listen, the two guys sitting here talking about this, she said that the price of the mascara often isn't so much based on the quality of the mascara itself, but on the quality of the wand.
Ah, that's where it's at.
She said it's all in the wand.
More aerodynamic, I guess. Better quality. I don't know. All I know is I've been sent to Target many a times. Pick me up such and such color mascara in the green tube, and I'll just stand there on that aisle looking like a big dummy.
Just I know how to find it if they give me directions.
Too many choices.
I can get it.
She usually sends me a picture of it. So I hold the picture up as I scan it. Sure. Yeah, that'll
do. It's like
do.
A Garanimals thing. Yeah, you just have to
work.
Match it.
Yeah, close enough.
50% of people say they are styling their hair much less than they used to. 34% are wearing a bra less than they used to.
Yeah.
25% of people don't wash their hair as much as they used to. And 16% of people have cut way back on deodorant.
We stink. We're slobs.
The quarantine has turned people into big fat slobs. It just has.
Given us an excuse to be lazy.
There's styling your hair, putting on clean clothes every day. A third of people don't even put on clean clothes each day. They get out of bed and they put on what they had on the day before. That's a third of people.
I know my sweet knickknack has a few tops in heavy rotation. I do know that. Oh, you're in that one again. All right. I've been secretly keeping track, and she has worn the same shirt every Thursday. Mm-hmm. For probably 4 weeks. It's the same, like, hoodie looking. It's like, it must be hoodie day.
She looks good in it, though, right? You know, it's funny, you played as bumper music a little while ago, AC/DC, and we used to always laugh at a coworker we had several years ago who had an AC/DC t-shirt, and it came to work once a week, every week, for like 2 years. So you could count on seeing the AC/DC shirt 45 to 50 times per year.
Correct. I forgot
for multiple
about
years.
That. We wouldn't even need to say anything. Dom and I would just look at each other like,
And the thing is, I'm sure he washed it. But the point is, it was in power rotation for him. He must have thought, I look good in this. Doesn't everybody have that one t-shirt that they think they look really good in?
Oh, yeah. Fits perfect. It's perfect softness. It comes out. It definitely comes out. This story is funny, though. I mean, in addition to, you said showering is less, using deodorant less, brushing your teeth a whole lot less, you said washing your hair less, and then putting on fresh underwear and socks a whole lot less. So how many days are you going wearing the same underpants? Like 3 days, you're not changing your underpants?
Come on, people.
You guys are gross.
You know, a little bit of self-respect has to come into play here at some point, doesn't it? Or maybe not.